الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned several times in the Quran two things. يُسَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and the earth celebrates and celebrates the praises of and praises Allah سبحانه وتعالى. جل جلاله. And in another place Allah سبحانه وتعالى said لَسَبَّهَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Which is the same meaning. Now the place where I absolutely thoroughly enjoy this and bear witness to the truth of it is in the forest. Almost the first thing that you hear as soon as and before the sun actually comes up, this happens while it is still dark, but we know the sun is going to rise in a few moments. The beginning of dawn is the crowing of the grey jungle fowl. I'm talking about the forests of the Aravallis and southern India. In the north, it's the red jungle fowl, supposed to be the ancestor of all chickens, the grandfather of all chickens, the red jungle fowl. In the sub-Himalayan, in the Himalayan foothills, in the forests of in Corbett and Dudhwa and the other parks of northern, central northern India. Now, so the crowing of the grey jungle fowl, and this is how it sounds. And he is almost answered by the crowing of the native chickens, our Injai Murghis, our Desi Murghis and so forth, what we call our the indigenous chickens in the villages. Wonderful eating, very gamey, like jungle fowl, but beautiful plumage. The cocks are absolutely flamboyant with wonderful long tail feathers, almost like a pheasant, and a big crown on the head, the wattle on top of the head, which is like a crown. And so in Umraid, I had the pleasure of listening to both the crowing of the village cocks, which sounds like this, and of course the grey jungle fowl, which you heard already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said everything celebrates His praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And this is what these birds are doing. And this, you hear the calls of birds. One of the most delightful experiences of my life has always been to walk into the forest very, very early before the sun rises and just go and sit quietly and listen to the bird calls and try and identify them. Not that I can identify all of them, but it doesn't matter. The names that we give animals and birds are the names that we give them. Allah didn't call them that name. Allah didn't call the bird the grey jungle fowl. That's the name that we gave to the bird. Allah gave it whatever name He knew and whatever name He wished to give it. So that's unimportant, but what's important is to just listen to their calls, try and identify the different calls. And these calls are completely different from the alarm calls. Those are for a reason. Those are because the animal is seeing something which is dangerous. This is the animal at rest. This is the animal or the bird which is just reveling in the glory and majesty of his creator at the beginning of the day when the sun is about to rise. So beautiful, beautiful calls, golden orioles, the squawk and the screech of parakeets, the sounds of the myna. I remember in the Amazonian rainforest where I spent 5 years, the day would begin with the very loud and booming call of the howler monkeys. Amazing call from very far away. We could hear from miles together. The howler monkeys fill their lungs and they blow their sound out, and it's amazing. It's huge booming call, whoom, whoom kind of thing. And then the flights of the macaws, the scarlet macaws and the blue macaws would take off. they pair for life, and you can see them flying very high. They fly very high and in bonded pairs, talking to each other. They all seem to have good marriages because they are based on conversation. So lots of conversation as they go. In South India, we also see, because just as the sun now comes out, it needs to be light for that to happen. But once we have enough light, then the first flights of geese, if they have migrated, those start. And geese are again great talkers. As they fly, you can see them, you can hear them talking to each other as in flight, and so on. So beautiful praises of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. This the crowing of the cocks actually is in Urdu we have the word bang. We call it the bang, murghe ki bang. Interestingly, in Malayalam, bang is the word used for the adhan. So they call the adhan bang, and that's the same word as the word for the first singing of praises of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala by the fowl, by the cockerels, very early in the morning. And that's where the day of the person also should begin, by singing the praises of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala Jalla Jalaluhu, by giving the adhan, by reading salah, by reciting Quran, and then starting even before that with the tahajjud, then connecting with his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu early in the morning. Imagine the day starts with that. This is the natural form of things. This is the natural way of being. The world begins its day with glorifying praises of the Creator. Everyone and everything in the world, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and the earth, whatever is in the heavens and the earth, glorifies the praises of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. And that's where those who know Allah, those who are obedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, those who are connected with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, also begin their morning begin their day by glorifying the praises of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. So that the whole day then is dedicated to the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and therefore the whole day inshallah has the barakah of the way the day began. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to enable us to begin our days with tahajjud, and to continue with tilawat al-Qur'an, and then to call the adhan, and then to pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid insha'Allah, until the last day when we die. And we ask Allah to take us in a state of obedience and complete and total obedience to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.